Briggs! I know you know where my mom is at!
Okay, seriously, did someone install a revolving door right outside my place without my knowledge? Who are... Oh, wait, Dee's little cross-dressing son! I have to say, you look nicer in a dress. Anyways, you're probably looking for Dee. She told me to give you...
Listen up! I'm in no mood for any of your games, Biggs. Now tell me where my mom is, or I swear I will... Will... Frigg, you were going to tell me just now, weren't you?
Keyword, were.
Ow! Oh, when did you suddenly become competent in fighting?
Hello? Leader of the Twink Territories. What, you think I got the title by asking for it nicely? The only reason you got the drop on me last time we met is because I thought you were a girl. I happen to have a no-hitting females policy.
Doesn't that leave you open to being taken advantage of?
Yes. Being taken advantage of by powerful, attractive females. Totally at their mercy. Completely unable to defend myself.
Ugh. Ugh, forget I asked. I know I'm trying to. This isn't working as well as I expected. Guess it's time to put this whole Kubai thing to the test. Look, Biggs, I'm just looking for Destania. You wouldn't happen to have any information on where she is, would you?
If you're trying to read my thoughts, I am totally going to deck you.
What? How can you tell that I'm... Ow! Oh! Wow! Oh, I walked right into that one.
Oh, don't feel too bad. You'd be amazed how many creatures fall for that one. Enough of this. Look, your mom isn't here. After finding out some info about her husband, she quit working for me and went off to go find him.
Wait, she was working for you?
Yeah, and that's the only reason I'm not beating your face in at the moment. Fat and wildy. She was a great employee. Loyal, resourceful, smart. Not to mention freaking hot. I mean, jeez, for a lady of that many thousands of years, she had quite the perky wingspan.
Oh, this is not the information I require.
Dee has a tendency to drop in every few months. I'll let her know you came by when she shows up again. In the meantime, I have my own stuff to do. Ooh, that's right. You're an adventurer, yes? The hacky, the slashy, yes? How'd you like to earn some money stabbing something?
Oh, really now? And what would you say if I just so happened to decide I should be against you and helping this Dark Pegasus?
What would I say? Ooh, I'd really want to speak with his PR, because dang, I gotta get me some of that. So, the word on the street is that DP's grave has gone empty, which means it's only a matter of time before the Dingleberry rises again. In the past, every time he's shown up, he's found ways to interfere with my own plans. Very annoying. Now, normally I'd just send a few guys over to stop the whole process, but obviously they haven't been all that successful. So I figure, hey, you're an adventurer. Why not go see if you hold up better?
And what happens if I fail and die?
Then I get to tell Dee when I see her that DP killed her little baby boy, and she does the job. This is what we in my business call a win-win situation.
You know what? Fine. I'll check this out, but if this is a trick, Biggs, I swear...
Yeah, heard it before. Don't forget your drunk warpacy in the hallway.
Dan. Not quick on the uptake still.
Yeesh, what was all that racket out there?
Sorry, sir, just dealing with a family issue.
And is there a reason you're using my old hairstyle?
Well, I had to leave some clues.